While the battles in the war on terrorism are being waged in specific locations, the threat is a worldwide one, which includes, as we've come to learn, all too often, could even be your own backyard. Radical Islam seeks support, recruits, and places to perpetrate their evil from everywhere and everyone that they can. Whether you're a world traveler or reside in a known or potential target, information is your personal armor in this war. Joining us now is a former CIA covert intelligence operations officer who has created a means for you to gain accurate information on the worldwide threat of terrorism in a way that empowers you while also preserving national security. Here are the details about the app called TerrorView. Is their founder, Joshua Katt. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Website, of course, if you're guessing the obvious, you are right, terrorview.com. And give us an overview of what the content of the app is and how it works.
Yeah, so this is the first time that the public has ever had this level of access and information awareness. I've assembled this great technology team, a great team of former intelligence officers, and we're providing people, anybody who has a smartphone, with access to information, awareness on where threats are, and analysis by former intelligence officers who have provided analytical reports all the way up to the White House. And we're doing this in an accessible way, but also in a thoughtful way, not jeopardizing national security.
And who is this app designed to benefit? Is it the world traveler has to go into maybe less than desirable places out of necessity? Or is it someone in Paris right now, for example, or in San Bernardino, California, who's now going to look over their shoulders, quite frankly?
Yeah, you know, I designed this with, unfortunately, the person in San Bernardino in mind. The app, as it is right now, has lots of threats all over the world, but we are really focusing our attention on things that are going to or can dramatically impact our lives here in the United States.
We've talked often here on the show, and people are still surprised when I mention that, for example, Minnesota is a hotbed of radical Islam indoctrination, mainly through the Somali community. People just, you know, it's almost the not my backyard theory coming home to roost in a place where it really should be. I need to be looking in my backyard.
Yeah, and I think that's what we do is, you know, I think some people have said one of the criticisms of TerrorView is it's going to cause people more fear. And I think actually the opposite is going to happen, because when you see threats and you see whatever the threat environment is, we're looking at terrorism, we're looking at cyber threats, biological threats, that when you see them and you're looking at them over time, you will know when the government says, oh, we're hearing chatter. First of all, you'll know what that chatter is. But also in cases where government's releasing alerts, you'll be better prepared to understand why they did it, or maybe you'll have an opinion on why they shouldn't have. It's really going to give people the awareness they need to make really informed decisions to protect them and their families.
Talking with Joshua Katz, who is the founder of TerrorView, which you can learn more about. Also download for your smartphone, TerrorView.com. That's their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm thinking too, Joshua, this would be a useful tool for people, you know, quite frankly, in law enforcement at all levels, local police all the way up to state police.
I think so, because, you know, one of the things that we are seeing and one of the unfortunate sort of issues coming out of yesterday's horrific shooting in San Bernardino is the law enforcement at all levels, FBI all the way on down, they don't have the ability to really monitor what is going on in the public space like we can. And this is, it's affordable for personal use. It's affordable for law enforcement. And we think that the more information people have and the more information based on experts who have vetted that information, the better off we will all be.
This is obviously my assumption here, but based upon other people I've talked with and things I read, I'm assuming that there's, as they call it, chatter. There's a lot of data to mine out there. One of the excuses, for lack of a better word, from the government we hear is, well, we're sitting on all this data and not enough people to mine it, so that's why we're behind the eight ball so many times. Are the terrorists so blatant that they're out there in the open and this data is very easy to mine? And that's why, and that was an asset in how TerrorView was able to be created.
Yeah, there is a lot of data. And I think what we have done is created a really good technological solution that helps our human former intelligence officers better look and better get data that is impactful. So, you know, there are a lot of threats out there. There's a lot of chatter all over the place, but it's trying to get through the noise. And we do, and we provide it to people in a thoughtful manner that they just can't get anywhere else.
Oh, Joshua Katz, who is the founder of TerrorView. It's an app that you can download for your smartphone that gives a greater awareness for civilians, professionals, law enforcement, really anyone who wants to be aware of the reality of today's world. And it's free upgrading through an in-app purchase. It's just $4.99 per year. That gets you full access to the information, the analysis, recommendations, and you'll learn more at TerrorView.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Referencing San Bernardino again, Joshua, people look at that and their instant reaction is, oh, failure by national security. Is that fair to say that, or is the San Bernardino one just the one that slipped through the cracks versus the many that haven't stopped?
Well, you know, I think as the San Bernardino issue is just constantly evolving here, what we're seeing is more of the people that really did this in an underground manner. This was not a blatant somebody going on the on social media and really chatting things up. And so in all forms of intelligence, what we would say is this is one part of intelligence. This is one part that we think we can help the average person with. The other part, which is where the government's role comes in and where the government needs to step up, is that human intelligence. And those two together can really prevent this stuff. So anything that we don't see in the public space, law enforcement should be seeing in the more, I hate to use the word clandestine because people with law enforcement and the word clandestine get a little, you know, skittish. Yeah. But what that means is informants talking to people, putting police officers and law enforcement in front of people and developing those relationships so that when things happen or when anomalies happen, police officers see it. Because in some cases, we'll see threats in the public space. But like San Bernardino, like Paris, they did not use social media to broadcast.
And yet, again, assuming at this point, but when you look at the material, safe assumption, I believe, when you look at what the three in San Bernardino came in with, that was not an argument at the Christmas party awards dinner, and Farouk went home, got his wife and a friend, and came back in the spur of the moment.
No. I mean, this was pre-planned. But what I would also say is this was really personal. This attack was targeted for a very specific emotional reason, and we don't quite know all the bits and pieces of that, but eventually that's what we're going to find out. But we're also going to find out, and I think like you said, I absolutely agree, it was pre-planned. And that pre-planning, and I think now what we're seeing too is he pre-planned it with his wife, there were warning signs there, and that's where the human intelligence part comes in, because I guarantee you that there are people in their lives that saw some weird things and nobody said a single thing about it.
Oh, without a doubt, even the, I think it was the brother-in-law, they came out and said that he was shot, but then you get the stereotypical, well, Farouk kept to himself, always quiet, something inside. I mean, it becomes the post-tragedy stereotype reaction almost. TerrorView, you have a team that has the experience and they have to stay off the radar screen for a variety of reasons, such as yourself, as far as specifics of your experience. But overall, you certainly have been on the the top level of the inside. When you have a target who fails to desire, has the failure, the lack of desire to even name the enemy, how much does that empower the enemy?
Well, I think the enemy, and we're monitoring this with TerrorView all the time, it's really interesting to see the chatter from extremists, whether they're ISIS or Al-Qaeda or other groups or wannabes. There's a lot of wannabes around the world.
Of all races, too. There's even white people from America who've been flying over to ISIS.
Absolutely. And we have a large problem with ISIS and extremists, Islamic extremist recruits here in the United States. We haven't even begun to address that issue. So this is a complicated thing, but these people who want to find failure with us are going to find failure with us. The things that they point out, the hypocrisies that they think that they find in the U.S. government, they will obviously use that for propaganda. They do a very good job of it. They are very well sourced. Some of their propaganda is like reading really high-end academic papers. So they are not stupid. They're very talented people who are trying to change a worldwide narrative. And unfortunately, every time we say something or do something, they use that against us, and we rarely combat that.
For you listening, as we wrap up our time with Joshua Katz, talking about TerrorView, an app that you can download and keep well informed with the terrorist threat around the world. My suggestion for you listening, for you who is a denier of the reality that we're facing, and if San Bernardino is not a wake-up call for you, I suggest you study what was called the Ottoman Empire, and you might find some interesting surprises in that piece of history. And second, with your smartphone, download the app TerrorView and just see the level by which chatter seems like a, for lack of a more effective word, because it's so commonly used, seems to be lessening by superficially what is going on out there. But when you see the details of that chatter, your backyard might just get a very different color and a lot more of your attention, because the information that you'll see through TerrorView is coming from people who take this seriously, who have the knowledge of the potential of what the chatter could become, what the warning signs are. And it's where so many people call it profiling. It becomes a pattern and people become a suspect after a certain point of time. Learn more about TerrorView at their website, TerrorView.com. Again, it's a free app. You can get the upgrading with the information, great analysis that will not make your head explode. Trust me, you can see some of the analysis on TerrorView.com as well about some of the situations that are happening today. Analysis and recommendations are just $4.99 a year once you get the app onto your smartphone. And let people know, because the more that ignorance and denial of reality is allowed to continue, the greater chance the enemy has for the victory that they are seeking. And when that enemy is indeed evil, that is a victory that cannot happen. TerrorView.com. We've been joined by their founder, Joshua Katz. Josh, thanks for being here this morning.
And thanks for having me.